భగవాన్స్ బోత్ ప్రకృతిస్, పరా ప్రకృతి అండ్ అపరా ప్రకృతి. దిస్ టూ ప్రకృతిస్ టుగెదర్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్ ఈశ్వర. పరా ప్రకృతి ది హయ్యర్ నేచర్, అపరా ప్రకృతి ది లోవర్ నేచర్. బోత్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ టుగెదర్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్ ఈశ్వర. అండ్ ద నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ పరా ప్రకృతి ఈజ్ విజ్ఞానం. Knowledge of apara prakriti is jnanam. Bhagavan says that he would teach both, he would impart the knowledge of both para and apara prakritis here. So jnanam, vijnanam, even though both the words mean the same, so we have differentiate here. Knowledge of para prakriti is vijnanam, knowledge of apara prakriti is jnanam. Bhagavan is going to impart the knowledge of both prakritis. And so he had a teaching. We saw last class. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina matsthani sarvabhutani nachaham teshvavasthitaha. So Bhagavan says avyakta murtihi. అహం అవ్యక్తమూర్తి. అవ్యక్తమూర్తి మీన్స్ ఐ ఎమ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ఫార్మ్లెస్నెస్, దేర్ ఫోర్ అన్ఆబ్జెక్టిఫైయబుల్, ఇంపర్సెప్టబుల్. అండ్ బై సచ్ మీ, బై సచ్ మీ ద వెరీ ట్రూత్ ఇదం సర్వం జగత్ తతం, దిస్ ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్ యూనివర్స్ ఇస్ in and through pervaded. Therefore, all the beings enjoy their existence in me, whereas I am not in them. I do not remain in them, whereas all the beings remain in me. It means, Bhagavan as the truth is not dependent on anything in the world, whereas everything in the world is dependent on Bhagavan in whom of the very truth for their very existence. The whole jagat can be reduced to non-substantial form, name and function. The function is impossible. The word is meaningless. The form will cannot be. Without the substance, Bhagavan as the truth, as the very reality, is the only substance of the substantive universe. Universe is a substantive for which substance is Bhagavan in the form of the very abstract, unobjectifiable, imperceptible, formless reality. If I say ocean is a substantive for which a substance is water, minus water, the word ocean is non-substantial. Similarly, minus Bhagavan in the form of the unobjectifiable, imperceptible, formless reality, the world is non-substantial. Use non-substantial word. It means for Bhagavan, everything enjoys its existence in Bhagavan, whereas Bhagavan is not in them. So I am not in them, whereas they're all in me. We saw this last class. I'm moving on to the next verse.
Nacha matsthani bhutani పశ్యమే యోగమైశ్వరం నచ మత్స్థాని భూతాని పశ్యమే యోగమైశ్వరం భూతభిన్న చ భూతస్థో మమాత్మా భూతభావనః నచ మత్స్థాని భూతాని పశ్యమే యోగమైశ్వరం భూత భిన్న చ భూతస్థో మమాత్మా భూత భావనః.
Bhagavan first said in the previous verse, Matsthani Sarvabhutani Nachaham Teshu Avasthitaha. All the beings enjoy their existence in me, whereas I am not in them. They are in me, I am not in them, he said. Now he says, Nacha Matsthani Bhutani. Pashyame Yogameshwaram. He says, Cha. Cha literally means and. And because he continues the teaching what he said in the previous verse. First he said, all the beings are in me. Really speaking, he says, really, the cha actually implies what? Really speaking. Even though cha actually means and, it really speaking. Bhutani na matsthani. All beings are not in me. All beings are not in me. First he said, all beings are in me, I am not in them. Now he says, all beings are, really speaking, all beings are not in me. What does it mean? We understand that. Okay? Not in me. Hey Arjuna, may Aishwaram Yogam Pashya. Yogam Aishwaram Pashya means what? Aishwaram Yogam Pashya. Pashya, see. Arjuna, please do see. Please pay attention to this fact. What is that? Please see. May Aishwaram Yogam. May means Mama. Aishwaram Yogam. Aishwaram Yoga of Ishwara. Ishwara's yoga is called Aishwaram Yogam. I'll explain it to you anyway. It means Bhuta Bhrit Nacha Bhutastaha Mamatma Bhuta Bhavanaha. Bhuta Bhavanaha Mama Atma means myself. Bhuta Bhavanaha. Bhuta Bhavanaha means I am the very source of origination of all the beings. Bhutani Bhavanti Asmat. Saha Bhuta Bhavanaha. I am the very source of all the beings. I am very source of origination of all the beings. Mama Atma Bhuta Bhavanaha means I, the self, am myself, the very source of the origination of all beings. I am the very source of origination of all beings means what? I am not the creator, but really speaking, there is no creator other than me. The creator of all beings is myself. Then Bhutabhrit. Bhutani Bharati iti Bhutabhrit. Bharati means supports, sustains. Bhutabhrit means I the self am the sustainer of all the beings. Bhutabhavanaha aham. Bhutabhrit aham. I myself am the very source of origination of all beings. I the self am myself the sustainer of all the beings. Bhutabhrit. Bhutastaha. Na is that nacha bhutastaha. But still, nacha bhutastaha. Bhutastaha means the one who is in the being is called bhutastha. But I am na bhutastaha means, but I am not in the beings. I am not in the beings. So, oh, I am the source of origination of all beings. It is speaking, the creator of all beings is myself. I lend existence to all the beings. Therefore, I myself am the sustainer, supporter, protector of all the beings. At the same time, I am not in the beings. Really speaking, all beings are not in me. First he said, it seems to be contradictory. First he said, all beings are in me. Now he says, all beings are not in me. I am not in all the beings. But look at, understand my, this Aishwaram Yogam. Anything pertaining to Ishvara is called Aishwaram. Therefore, it is divine. This is a little meaning here. So, this is difference in what he said in the previous verse and now what he says in this verse. First, it was very correct. Matsthani sarva bhutani nachaham teshu avasthita. I am not in them, but they are all in me. Really speaking, Arjuna, they are not in me. All beings are not in me. I am not in them. Understand my Aishwaram Yogam. I the self am the source of origination of all beings. I am the self, I am the sustainer of all the beings. I myself am sustainer. But at the same time, Nacha Bhutastaha, I am not in them. This is a literal meaning afterwards. Nacha matsthani bhutani pashyame yogamaishwaram bhuta bhrinna cha bhutastaha mamatma bhuta bhavanah. So Bhagwan in this verse says, really speaking, this world, these beings, the world of objects, all the beings which form part of the universe do not remain in me. Because Bhagwan contradicts in this verse with what he said in the previous line, previous verse. The reason is, Bhagavan is, there's no action on the part of Bhagavan. They're all in me means, not in me, they are me. Why does Bhagavan say this? We understand here. First we say, the water is, what the ocean is in the water, but water is not in the ocean. That's correct. Water is not dependent on the form, name and function called ocean for its existence. Water is independent of the form, name and function called ocean. Independent. Therefore, water is not in the ocean. But definitely, ocean exists in the water. Ocean is nothing but a form. Ocean is a word denoting a form associated with the given function or purpose. That ocean does not have independent existence of its own without the water, outside of the water. Where is ocean located? The ocean is in the water, but water is not in the ocean. That is correct. At the same time, we can say water is not in the ocean. So, ocean is not in the water also, you can say. Ocean is not in the water. Ocean is in the water from one standpoint. Another standpoint, you can say the ocean is not in the water. Why? Because ocean is not in the water. Ocean is water. Ocean is water because we say ocean is in the water, initially correct because of its dependence. But actually speaking, ocean is in the water means then there between ocean and water, there is possessor-possessed connection comes. When possessor-possessed connection is there, then ocean becomes separable from the water. But because ocean is inseparable from the water, we have to say what? Ocean is not in the water. Ocean is water. But water is not the ocean. Is it clear? Both are correct. You have to understand both ways. First, why Krishna, the first line, he says, I am not in them, but they are in me, he said. That is correct. What is the example? Water is in the ocean. Water is not in the ocean, but the ocean is in the water. Why? Water is independent of the ocean, whereas ocean is dependent on water for its existence. Therefore, that statement is correct. What is, how it is correct? Water is not in the ocean, but the ocean is in the water. Like the Bhagavan, as the truth is not in the world, in the beings, but the entire world of beings exists in Bhagavan. But second verse he says, in fact, I am not in them. They are not in me. Why he says that I am not in them, they are not in me. They are not in me because they are in me means, again, they must be separable. There is no possessor-possessed connection. They are me. Instead of saying they are in me, but now Bhagavan says they are me. So ocean is not in the water, ocean is water, because ocean is not even there other than water. Ocean is water. Whereas water is not the ocean. Therefore Bhagavan says, similarly, the whole Jagat, the entire world of beings, all beings are Bhagavan, whereas Bhagavan is not any of the beings. Is it clear? Both must become very, very clear. Bhagavan is not any of the beings. Bhagavan is not anything in the world, but everything is Bhagavan. What Krishna says here, second line, second verse, very interesting this is. Nacha matsthani bhutani. What is the source of all the waves? Water. What is that which sustains all the waves? Water. At the same time, water is not in the waves. All the waves are not in water because all the waves are water, but water is not the waves. Similarly, Bhagavan is the source of origination of all the beings. Bhagavan is the only sustainer of all the beings. But Bhagavan is not in any of the beings. Bhagavan is not in anything because everything is Bhagavan. Nothing is in Bhagavan because everything is Bhagavan. Not in Bhagavan, everything is Bhagavan. That is what Bhagavan is want. This is what is Aishwaram Yogam. Nacha matsthani bhutani pashyame yogam Aishwaram bhuta bhrannacha bhutastho bhutatma bhuta bhavanah. Yathakashasthito nityam vayus sarvatra gomahan.
यथाकाशस्थितो नित्यं वायुः सर्वत्र गोमहान् तथा सर्वाणि भूतानि मत्स्थानीत्युपधारय यथाकाशस्थितो नित्यं वायुः सर्वत्र गोमहान् तथा सर्वाणि भूतानि मत्स्थानीत्युपधारय.
See, having said, even though Bhagwan says everything is in me, I am not in them, Bhagwan actually says everything is me. There is nothing which is other than me. Okay? And that fact, he continues again.
Yatha kashasthito nityam vayu sarvatra yomahan tatha sarvani bhotani matsthani tyupadharaya.
Use here. See, akashasthitaha vayuhu. Vayuhu, mahan vayuhu. Mahan vayuhu means the great vayu. Vayu is wind here. The air element. Vayuhu, the air element, wind. Mahan vayuhu. And this, why vayu is mahan vayuhu? Sarvatra gaha. Sarvatra gachati iti sarvatra gaha. Sarvatra gaha sarva, means sarvagaha. Means the wind, the air moves everywhere. There's no place where the air does not go. Sarvatra gachati iti sarvatra gaha. Even the air goes everywhere. Air spreads everywhere. There's no place where air does not go in space. In fact, wind, the air element, pervades the entire space. Within the space, the air is everywhere. So, akashasthitaha mahan sarvatragaha vayuhu nityam sarvatragaha. Sarv nityam is an adverb here, always. Akashe sthitaha, akashasthitaha. Akashe sthitaha, akashasthitaha. So the air which always remains in space, the air which remains in space always, which is ever present in space, akashasthitaha vayuhu. Sarvatragaha, mahan vayuhu, sarvatragaha, means it is all pervasive. Yatha, just as, its comparison is given. Just as, yatha, just as the space which the air element, the wind which remains in space, which remains always in space, goes everywhere in space. Similarly, tatha, sarvani bhotani, all the beings, matsthani, they remain matsthani, all the beings are in me. So the wherever the air goes only in space. Air remains in space. Similarly, all the beings also, wherever you go, any part of the world, any place you go, all the beings, wherever they exist, all of them exist in me. Example is given, comparison is given. Something known to us, known example, known thing must be given as an example. The water is a great wind element, air element, goes everywhere, all pervasive. And this always remains where? Not outside of space. Air remains only within space. Air cannot go outside of space. It goes everywhere. But wherever it goes only within space. Which means air is the all-pervasive, ever-moving, great air element remains in space. Similarly, all the beings remain in Bhagavan. Bhagavan is remain in me, Matsthani. Aham sthanam yesham bhutanam. Tani bhutani, Matsthani bhutani. All beings remain in me. Iti upadharaya. Upadharaya means, Arjuna, please observe closely and understand clearly. Upadharaya, please hold it in your attention. Please hold it in your mind. Upadharaya, hold it in your attention means, please understand. Upadharaya. Please understand this fact. All the beings remain in me. First, he made very clear, remain in me means they're inseparable from me. All the beings are me. They're in me means they are me. They're inseparable from me. I am not them, but they are me. The truth, am distinct from all of them. But I am not distant from any of them. I am distinct from all of them. I am not any of them, but definitely I am not distant from any of them. They're all in me. What is the distance between air and space? There's no distance. There's no distance between air and space. At the same time, okay, so here similarly, all the beings are in me. Yatha kashasthito nityam. Now finally we have to understand who is that Bhagavan? Who is that Bhagavan? What is that Bhagavan? In whom, in which all the beings are. All the beings are that Bhagavan. What is the truth? We have to arrive at that. Yatha kashasthito nityam vayus sarvatra gomahan tatha sarvani bhutani matsthani tyupadharaya. So yatha akashasthitaha vayuhu nityam akashasthitaha vayuhu Mahan, Nityam Akashitaha Mahan Vayuhu Sarvatragaha Tata Sarvani Bhutani Matsthani Iti Upadharaya. Sarva Bhutani Kaunteya Prakritim yanti mamikam sarva bhutani kaunteya prakritim yanti mamikam kalpakshaye punastani. I have to unfold here to show how all the beings are Bhagavan. How all the beings exist in Bhagavan, all the beings are Bhagavan, but Bhagavan is not any of the beings at the same time. Bhagavan is not distant from any of them, even though Bhagavan as the truth is distinct from all of them. This is unfoldment. understand the literal meaning, I'll do it later on. When I complete a few more verses. Sarva bhutani kaunteya prakritim yanti mamikam kalpakshaye punastani kalpadau visrujamyaham. Sarva bhutani kaunteya prakritim yanti mamikam kalpakshaye punastani kalpadau visrujamyaham. So Bhagavan is calling Arjuna. I say, Kaunteya, O son of Kunti, Arjuna. He continues his teaching. Sarva bhutani mam yanti. See, the yanti is the verb yanti. Yanti literally means go, attain. Yati gacchati. Yanti gacchanti. So here gacchanti means they, you must take it as they attain, they reach. They reach means what here? Mamikam prakritim yanti. Sarvabhutani yanti. Sarvabhutani yanti. All beings attain or reach what? Mamikam prakritim. A Kaunteya, sarva bhutani mamikam prakritim yanti. See, mamika prakriti means what? Mama prakriti. My prakriti. My prakriti. My prakriti means my power. So, they all go to my power means they all resolve in my power. Resolve in me as my own power. They all resolve into my prakriti means they all resolve in my own power. They resolve as my own power. All the beings resolve in me as my own inseparable power. All the beings resolve in me as my own inseparable power. So they all reach my power. That's literal meaning, literal translation. Sarva bhutani. Mamikam prakritim yanti. When do they resolve in me as my power? When do they reach my power? Resolve in my power, in my shakti, in my prakriti. When do the beings resolve in my prakriti? Kalpakshaye. The whole cycle of Srishti is called Kalpaha. And Kshayaha means, you know, dissolution. So, Kalpakshaye means Addi. End of each cycle of creation at the time of dissolution, the time of Mahapralaya. Kalpakshaye means Mahapralaya Samaye. Mahapralaya Samaye means when the Kalpa comes to an end, isn't it? Kalpakshaya means when the Kalpa comes to an end, it's called a kalpakshaya. Kalpasya kshayaha, kalpakshayaha. When the kalpa, the cycle of creation is about to end. Kalpaha, kalpakshaye. So, which means at the time of dissolution, at the end of each cycle of Srishti, all beings resolve into my Prakriti, reach my Prakriti, attain my Prakriti, they remain in my Prakriti, means they remain in me, resolve in me as my own Prakriti. Punaha, again, all those beings which have resolved in my Prakriti, resolved in me as my own inseparable power, again, kalpa adau aham tani visrajami. Kalpa adau, in the beginning of the cycle of creation, kalpa adhi, kalpasya adhi, adhi is beginning. Kalpa adau, in the beginning, adau locative case, in the beginning of kalpa, kalpasya adau, in the beginning of the cycle of creation, again, aham visrajami tani, I create them means I bring them into manifestation. Aham tani srijami. So kalpa adau aham srijami tani, which means I bring them into manifestation. Kalpakshaye, all the beings become unmanifest. In the beginning of the cycle of creation, I bring them into manifestation. Yes, I create them. At the end of the cycle of creation, kalpakshaye, all beings become unmanifest, means resolve in my power, inseparable from me. They resolve in my own Prakriti. My Prakriti is my power, my own nature. So my Prakriti, my power, is inseparable from me. So the power they resolve means they all remain resolved in my own power. Again, I bring them into manifestation in the beginning of the cycle of creation. Which means they do not have independent existence of their own. My own power becoming manifest is all the beings are manifestation of my own unmanifest power. My power, when it becomes manifest, all the beings come into existence. When my own power becomes unmanifest, all the beings remain as my own unmanifest power. It means that whether the beings are manifest or unmanifest, they're always in me. Which means all my power manifests in the form of all the beings. All the beings unbecoming unmanifest is nothing but my own power. So Bhagwan used the secret here. Gradually he says, all the beings, where do they go? Where do they come from, all the beings? All the beings resolve in Bhagavan as Bhagavan's inseparable power, which is otherwise called Prakriti, otherwise called Maya. And the same power, again, when it becomes manifest, then their beings. So Bhagavan's Prakriti manifest is all the beings. all the beings becoming unmanifest, nothing but inseparable, unmanifest power of Bhagavan. So all the beings are Bhagavan, because Shakti is Bhagavan, Prakriti is Bhagavan, Prakriti is Bhagavan's Prakriti. We say Bhagavan's Prakriti only for understanding, for the purpose of understanding. Really speaking, the Shakti is Bhagavan. Even if Bhagavan is not Shakti, Bhagavan is distinct from Prakriti, but not distant from Prakriti. And all the beings are nothing but Bhagavan's Prakriti manifest alone is the home of all beings. For all beings are manifest power of Bhagavan. Therefore, inseparable from Bhagavan. All beings are Bhagavan. Sarva bhutani kaunteya prakritim yanti mamikam. There's a very subtle unfoldment. I'm waiting to finish a few more verses, then I'll come back to that. Okay, I'll give a little meaning now. Sarva bhutani kaunteya prakritim yanti mamikam. Kalpakshaye punastani kalpadau visrujamyaham. Kalpadau aham visrujami. Visrujami aham visrujamyaham. I create them means I bring them into manifestation. I bring them into manifestation means when my power becomes manifest, my own unmanifest power, Prakriti becomes manifest, then all the beings become manifest. And all the beings being brought into manifestation is actually be creating all the beings. Prakritim swamavashtabhya visrajami punah punaha. Bhota gramamimam kritsnam avasham prakruter vashat. Can you all hear me well? Were you able to hear me well?
Yes, Swamiji.
I'm sorry, all this time my headphone was blocking it. I didn't notice it. Okay.
No, we're able to hear it properly, Swamiji.
Okay. Prakritim swamavashtabhya visrujami punah punaha bhuta gramamimam kritsnam avasham prakruter vashat. Prakritim swamavashtabhya visrujami punah punaha bhuta gramamimam kritsnam avasham prakruter vashat. So Bhagavan first said in the previous verse, kalpadav aham tani visrajami. Visrajami aham visrajamyaham tani. I create them in the beginning of every cycle of creation. I create all these beings. Means I bring these beings into manifestation. And now Bhagavan continues here. So it's not, doesn't happen only once. The cycle of becoming manifest and become again becoming unmanifest. The cycle of creation doesn't happen only once. It happens continuously, again and again. What Krishna says, punaha punaha visrujami. Punaha punaha visrujami. Visrujami means, literally it means I create. I bring into manifestation. Again and again I bring into manifestation. Which means I create the world of beings again and again. Why? Because again and again, the entire world of beings, all the variety of beings, which are now differentiated, everything in this universe is differentiated from everything else. And everything is different from everything else also. So this world of plurality, innumerable, countless forms, names and functions which are distinct and different from each other, with all differences and all divisions and all, you know, the differentiations, this world, you know, becomes undifferentiated, indivisible, undivided, as one, non-recognizable. Every time it becomes unmanifest. When the world becomes unmanifest, when does it become unmanifest? At the time, at the end, kalpakshaye, at the end of the cycle of creation, every time the end, all the plurality resolves. Multiplicity resolves. Again, it becomes manifest. So it is a continuous process. Therefore, punaha punaha visrajami, Arjuna, again and again and again and again, I bring these beings into manifestation. I create them. But how do I bring them into manifestation? How do I create them? Here, swam prakritim avashtabhya. Swam prakritim avashtabhya. Avashtabhya means resorting to my own prakriti, my own power. Resorting to my own power. Wielding my own power. Resorting to my own shakti, my own prakriti. I create repeatedly, again and again I create. Means again and again I bring the world into manifestation. Every time the world becomes unmanifest, again I bring the world into manifestation. It is a continuous process. Again and again, punaha punaha, aham visrajami. How? Resorting to my own power. Wielding my own power. Punaha punaha, swam prakritim, own power. Swam prakritim avashtabhya. Punaha punaha visrajami. What do I create? Imam bhutagramam. Imam bhutagramam. See, bhutanam gramaha. Gramaha actually means a multitude. Collection, accumulation. Okay, that's why the village is called Gramaha, because a place of multitude of being, people, families. Therefore, here Bhuta Gramaha, Bhutanam Gramaha, Bhuta Gramaha. And Kritsnam means entire. Imam, this entire world of beings, this entire multitude of beings, Kritsnam, entire, Imam, this, Bhutagramam, multitude of beings, innumerable, countless beings. So this entire world of innumerable, countless, multitude of beings, Imam Kritsnam Bhuta Gramam Punaha Punaha Swam Prakritim Avashtabhya Visrajami. Wielding my own power, resorting to my own power, my own shakti, my own prakriti, again and again I create, I bring into manifestation is the entire world of multitude of beings. Ima bhutagramam im kritsnam avasham Prakritehe vashat. Prakritehe vashat. This is happening naturally. So avasham. Avasham means naturally. Means there's helplessly. Again and again, I bring them into manifestation. How? Because all of them always under the power of control, prakriti. They always prakritehe vashat. Because all of them are under the control of prakriti. All the beings are under the control of prakriti. This imam kritsnam bhutagan, this entire world of multitude of beings is under the control of prakriti. Due to that reason, prakritehe vashat, because all these beings are always under the control of prakriti, helplessly, I bring them into manifestation again and again. See, power of Bhagavan's power, Ishvara Shakti, is of the nature of becoming manifest and unmanifest. And all these beings, the multitude of beings, are all what? They're all the power of Brahman. Manifest is all the beings. Therefore, all the beings are under the control of Prakriti. Means, all the beings do not have independent existence outside of Prakriti. Therefore, Imam Kritsnam Bhuta Gramam Punaha Punaha Swam Prakritim Avashtabhya Visrajami. Again and again and again and again, resorting to my own power, I create this entire world of multitude of beings . And this entire world of multiple beings is choiceless, helpless. Means they had to become manifest, they had to become unmanifest because they are under the control of Prakriti. Prakritehe vashat. Prakritim swama vashtabhya visrajami punaf punaha bhuta gramamimam kritsnam avasham prakriter vashat. See the subtle point here. All the beings, the world of multitude of beings, is under the control of Prakriti. Therefore, Prakriti is of the nature of becoming manifest and unmanifest. Because all these beings are under the control of Prakriti, all the beings also have to become manifest and unmanifest. Is it clear? That is what is said here. Prakriti becomes manifest again and again, becomes manifest again, becomes unmanifest. And all these beings are under the control of Prakriti. They all had to become manifest along with the Prakriti, which means, Prakriti manifests the beings. Again, all the beings become unmanifest. Beings become unmanifest means power of Ishvara becomes unmanifest. Beings become manifest means power of Ishvara becomes manifest. your beings are another name for Prakriti itself. The manifest Prakriti manifesti is in the home of beings. All the beings unmanifest is the power, unmanifest power, Prakriti. How that we will see that? Nacha mamtani karmani nibadhanti dhananjaya. Nacha mamtani karmani nibadhanti dhananjaya. Udasina vadasinam asaktam teshu karmasu. Udasina vadasinam asaktam teshu karmasu. Nacha mamtani karmani nibadhanti dhananjaya. Udasina vadasinam asaktam teshu karmasu. Nacha mamtani karmani nibadhanti dhananjaya. Udasina vadasinam asaktam teshu karmasu. Now Krishna says, hey Dhananjaya, see, listen to different names, don't get confused. Sometimes he calls him Arjuna, sometimes he calls him Kaunteya, and suddenly he calls him Dhananjaya. Hey Dhananjaya, O Dhananjaya, O Arjuna. Tani karmani mam na nibadhanti. See, nibadhanti is a plural verb. Nibadhanti. Nibadhanti, nibadhanti. Nibadhanti, bind. Na nibadhanti, do not tie, do not bind. Whom? Me. Mam na nibadhanti, do not bind me. Krishna says, na mam nibadhanti. That na comes first. Tani karmani means those actions. Karmani, tani karmani, those actions. What actions? The act of bringing the world into manifestation. Again, the act of having the world resolved in him. In the form of power, unmanifest power. That those actions, actually, do not bind Bhagavan. Why? Because Bhagavan has no doership. Bhagavan as the very truth of the universe does not have any doership, does not have any enjoyership. Bhagavan does not say, I create the world, I sustain the world. Bhagavan does not say that. Which means these actions, the so-called actions, creating, sustaining, resolving, these actions, bring them into manifestation. These actions are not actually actions. The very nature. Therefore, they do not bind. They are not will-involved actions. They are natural happenings. Therefore, there is no bondage. They do not bind Bhagavan. Why? Because udasinavat asinam asaktam teshu karmasu. There is the power becomes manifest, which is called creation. Again, the power becomes unmanifest, which is called resolution. These things happenly, constantly is happening in Bhagavan in the form of truth. They're happening in Bhagavan in the form of truth. Therefore, Bhagavan is not the doer of anything. Bhagavan is the source of all happenings. Therefore, Bhagavan is untouched, untainted by anything which is happening there. Happening in Bhagavan. Udasinavat asinaha. Bhagavan is udasinavat asinaha, means all these are happening. So Bhagavan is not involved. In all of them, Bhagavan is here. Udasinavat. Like an indifferent person. Udasinavat. Like an indifferent person. I remain in all the actions. In all the happenings. It's not will involved action. There's no doership on the part of Bhagavan. Nor is there any enjoyership on the part of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is there like an indifferent person, like an unconnected person. Udasinavat asinaha. Asaktaha. And Bhagavan is untouched, untainted by anything, by any action. Everything is happening in Bhagavan. Manifest, becoming unmanifest. Everything happens in Bhagavan. Whereas Bhagavan is not doing anything. Therefore, those actions do not bind Bhagavan. It means Bhagavan does not have part of the karma, hunchita karma, agami karma, bondage of samsara. Is not there for Bhagavan. But because Bhagavan is udasinavat asaktaha. Udasinavat asaktaha. Nacha mamtani karmani nibadhanti dhananjaya udasinavadasinam asaktaha. Tamteshu karmasu. See, generally when we do some karma, we do get bound. Our karma produces phalam. We have to exhaust the karma phalam for which we have to be born again. There's bondage. Whereas Bhagavan is not bound by these actions of creation, sustenance and resolution. Why? Because they are not actually will-involved actions. They are natural happenings which happens in Bhagavan. So without Bhagavan, there cannot be creation, sustenance or resolution. But Bhagavan himself is not involved in anything. Bhagavan is there only substratum. So Bhagavan is not bound by any of these actions. So literal meaning I covered. Next week I will, there's subtle unfoldment of the certain things is important, which I'll do next class. Then you can understand the meaning of all the verses which you have studied, read today. Okay? Any doubts? Any queries? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.